from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Mel, and a claim of responsibility for what appears to be a terrorist attack in Indonesia. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Thursday's coordinated bomb and gun attack in the Indonesian capital that left 7 people dead, including all 5 attackers. The Islamic State linked to Armak News Agency says the attack in an upscale neighborhood in central Jakarta targeted foreign nationals and security forces charged with protecting them. The violence began with a series of explosions mid-morning in an area near an upscale shopping center, luxury hotels, embassies, and other office buildings. In total, 6 blasts were reported. The militants engaged in intense gun battles with police throughout the day. By late afternoon, authorities declared the attack over, saying all 5 militants were killed. 2 civilians, including a Dutch citizen, were also killed, according to police. VOA Indonesian service reporter Franz Demand says around Christmas and New Year's, there was a threat by the group IS that they will do what they call a concert in Jakarta, meaning they'll set off bomb explosions in several places at the same time. At least one of the blasts occurred close to a Starbucks coffee shop frequented by foreigners. The coffee chain later said it had closed all of its locations in Jakarta as a security precaution. President Joko Widodo, speaking to a local television station, condemned the acts of terror. He said, "Our nation and our people should not be afraid. We will not be defeated by these acts of terror." He said, "I hope the public stays calm." The president is on a trip to the island of Java. Hundreds of Indonesians are believed to have left to fight with Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. This is VOA News. Authorities in southeastern Turkey said Thursday that militants from the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party killed 5 people and wounded 39 others in a car bomb attack. The blast happened overnight in Sinar, a town in Diyarbakir province. A statement from the provincial governor's office said the attack targeted a police headquarters and adjacent housing for officers and their families. The militants also attacked the complex with guns. Turkish forces launched a new offensive in July against the PKK in southeastern Turkey, a move that ended a ceasefire of more than 2 years between the militants and the government. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan further pledged in November to continue until every one of the militants was defeated. Another round of aid convoys is moving toward 3 besieged Syrian towns, following the delivery of a first batch of much-needed food and medicine earlier in the week. The International Red Cross, which is partnering with the United Nations and Syrian Red Crescent, said the trucks were going to Madaya, Fua, and Kafraya. The first round of convoys arrived in those 3 towns late Monday. Rebels opposed to President Bashar al-Assad control Madaya, a town of about 42,000 people near the Lebanese border that government troops have blockaded for months. The rebels are besieging Fua and Kafraya. The UN and others say people in Madaya have died of starvation, which the Syrian ambassador to the United Nations denies. The World Health Organization has announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all 3 countries at the epicenter of the West African outbreak are now considered Ebola-free. The WHO announcement Thursday came after 42 days without a new reported case in Liberia. When announcing the milestone, the WHO cautioned that more small outbreaks are expected and called for continued strong surveillance to keep the disease at bay. The WHO representative in Liberia pledged that the organization will continue to support Liberia in its effort to prevent, detect, and respond to any new Ebola cases. The western U.S. state of California and the southeastern states of Tennessee and Florida each announced winning tickets in the record-breaking Powerball lottery that had a jackpot of $1.5 billion, with a B. A spokesman for the California Lottery said a winning ticket had been purchased at a 7-Eleven convenience store in Chino Hills. That's an affluent suburb of Los Angeles. The locations of the winning ticket sales in Tennessee and Florida had not been made public as yet. Leading up to Wednesday's drawing, lottery officials said ticket sales had reached record levels, which pushed the jackpot even higher. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.